Snow blankets Coors Field as the Los Angeles Dodgers and Colorado Rockies kick off their four-game series in frigid conditions. Here's why this unusual weather could impact both teams moving forward. As the game began, 3 inches of snow covered the field, leading Dodgers pitcher Emmett Sheehan to make a snowman in shorts hours before first pitch. The snow stopped just 3 hours prior, allowing grounds crew to clear the outfield and prepare for play. By game time, temperatures reached a chilly 35 degrees. This marked the coldest first pitch in Dodgers history. Despite the conditions, the Dodgers dominated, beating the Rockies 7-1. Max Muncy powered the offense with 2 home runs, while starter Tyler Glasnow delivered a stellar performance, allowing just 2 hits and 1 run over 7 innings. However, the weather woes aren't over. The National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for the area, predicting sub-freezing temperatures overnight. Muncy acknowledged the cold conditions, but emphasized the need to adapt, saying, "You have to go out there, and they have to play through it also." With temperatures expected to rise into the 70s by Sunday, the teams are set for a dramatic series in rapidly changing weather.